Good evening. This is the call to order for the December 19th, 2023 special meeting of the Devil's Den Water District Board. Present tonight, Vice President Cooper, Directors Colley, DePremio, and Orzechowski, and as well as myself, are all present. Director Colley is participating in person. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. All announcements read at the SCV Water regular board meeting earlier this evening pertains to this meeting as well. This is for the public. If you're attending in person, there are public comment cards on the table outside. Please complete and return to the board secretary to help expedite any public comments. Procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. So item number 1.2, that's item 1.1 we just completed. Item 1.2 are public comments. Members of the public may comment on items as to within the subject matter of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items covered on this agenda do so when each item is considered. Are there any public comments on items not on tonight's agenda?
There is not, but Ms. Meltmeyer might have a public comment. Let me just go check with her real quick.
Okay. Thank you, April.
No, not right now.
With that, item 1.3 is the approval of the agenda. Are there any modifications or additions to tonight's agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Item 2, special procedures tonight. We will administer this item 2.1, administer ceremonial oath of office to directors DePremio, myself, and Orzechowski. So with that, I'll pass it to the board secretary.
Thank you, President Ford. Will President Ford, directors DePremio and Orzechowski, please stand. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. Thank you. Congratulations, gentlemen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Next is item 2.2. We're going to conduct a public hearing regarding an ordinance to increase director compensation, the rate, and discuss the director compensation rate and consider whether to adopt an ordinance to increase it or not. And it's going to be presented tonight by our general counsel, Mr. Bunn.
Thank you, President Ford, members of the board, and good evening. This is similar to a vote that was taken at the SCV Water meeting earlier tonight to increase their director compensation rate. Of course, this is a different organization, so it merits its own motion. Right now, the rate of compensation is $25 per day. It's my understanding that since that is not paid at regular meetings to board members who are also SCV Water members because they have attended the same meeting. So it comes into play mostly for those directors who are not SCV directors. As I mentioned, it's $25 a day. The statutory allowed amount is $100 plus a 5% increase if the board per year. So, of course, the difference between the existing $25 and $100, which is recommended, is quite a bit more than 5%, but that's because it's under $100, and you can start at $100 and then go up in future meetings. So the recommendation is to authorize the compensation to go up to $100. Any questions?
Any questions of the board? First, I'll take public comments on this item. We have a comment card from Ms. Noltemeyer. You want to comment on this item?
Yes, I do. I didn't realize it was coming up, but I thought you were getting rid of it, selling it off. Was last I had read about this. And now all of a sudden we're going back to the old days. And the it's never been profitable. And I haven't had a chance to read through this to see if you seem to think it is now. If you could tell me where the money is from and how it's being used there. I'm familiar with it, the Devil's Den. I've been there numerous times years ago, and all of a sudden it just kind of vanished, and I never saw any reports. This is the first report I have seen on Devil's Den, and if I'm wrong about that, tell me that. Tell me I just missed it or whatever you want to throw out there. You do that on almost every other thing. But the Devil's Den is a special place. And the one thing that's not good there is water, which is what basically you deal in, is water. So I'm a little curious of what's going on all of a sudden with this coming out. And if you can explain that to me, I probably won't be so upset. But right now, I'm thinking the public should have a right to know where the money goes or has gone with Devil's Den. And I thought someone wanted it and wanted to make a pretty good profit off of it. And I haven't seen any reports on that coming in showing what the status is or what the where the money's going or how much. You've kept it very concealed as far as I can see. And we attend every minute meeting that you guys have. And so that's why I'm finding, if I'm wrong in that you had regular meetings and that we just left or something, I don't know. I will grant you that, but I haven't had a chance to really go through this. But it is a beautiful place, and so, but there's no good water that you can be used. At least that's the way it used to be. Now, if you could explain that, but otherwise, I might file some complaint that the public isn't been given proper information. And I don't believe that there has been an actual Devil's Den meeting. So I don't think I'm the only one that would be confused by this.
Thank you, Ms. Noltemeyer, for your public comment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Noltemeyer. Again, this is the Water District Devil's Den, And I think as a regular item on the board does talk about the land itself, but that's not on tonight's agenda. So with that, is there any discussion on the part of the board members regarding the change in director compensation rate for minutes?
Well, I'd like to hear from maybe Director DiPremio and yourself, President Ford. Is will this increase help you with gas? I mean, it's pretty minuscule. I don't think has anyone actually collected this this stipend before, Mr. Stone.
Yeah, I missed the question because I thought you were directing it to Director DiPremio.
I did. So has anyone actually collected
this? It was a good inside slider there.
But you noticed. Okay.
It was, sorry.
Yeah. Has anyone actually collected these stipends for Devil's Den?
I'm not sure if they've claimed them. It sounds like we've had an amount on the books. I think from a practical standpoint, if we have a board meeting on the same day and it's a director of the agency, they're limited to collecting the one stipend, as I understand it. We now have a couple of community members or affiliates on the board who are on the Devil's Den board who are not board members. And so I think that was one of the considerations, was they're not collecting a stipend to come to a regular board meeting. I'll just note also that the frequency of meetings for Devil's Den is, you know, 2 to 4 times a year. So the total amount of stipend in question is probably $200 at the proposed level to $400. That's my guess. I don't think we've had occasion to have more than that number of meetings. I don't know, April, if you have a further comment on that.
No, the most we've ever met is maybe twice, 2 or 3 times a year. Okay. And we've only had maybe one director that got 25, maybe $50 over a period of a couple of years. So our directors who sit on this board, again, as Matt stated, do not receive a stipend, but the directors who do not sit on the SCV Water Board do. Okay. And it's not collected very often.
That's a more efficient way to say that. Thank you.
Hold on. Maybe just a follow up. With the current development at Devil's Den, potentially, will this Devil's Den Water District Board of Directors will need to meet more often because of
no.
Okay.
No, the land interest is held by Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency, and it's that board that it would be taking the actions relative to the land. Okay. And I think that was to, if I might, Jeff, just to expand for Ms. Noltmeyer's question, we have had a public discussion of the potential revenues and uses of that land at our Water Resources Committee at the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency. That was a public session presentation of a report that we commissioned looking at potential uses all the way from ag leases, different kinds of agriculture, to water sales, albeit the local groundwater is fairly high salt in some areas. Some of it's usable for certain crops, to other uses such as solar leases. And in the past, we did have an option agreement with a party who was looking into building a solar facility on a good chunk of that land. So the agency is interested in looking at revenue development for those lands, but it really goes through Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency and not the Devil's Den Water District Board.
Okay, thank you. Back to you, President Ford.
Director DiPremio?
Yeah, thank you. Good question. I have not elected to receive any of the stipends from the Devil's Den Water District since I've been on the Devil's Den board and off the regular Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency board. But having said that, and thank you for mentioning, raising the stipend from 25 to 100 could pay for some expenses. I guess I don't view the stipend amount and I'm speaking for myself, would provide me any kind of compensation. I just believe that boards should have reasonable stipends. This board doesn't meet that often, as our general manager indicated. This is just my own opinion. I think raising it to $100 is reasonable, and I guess I would move the resolution to approve the increase in the stipend.
I'd second that.
Vice President Cooper, did you have a comment?
Well, I think Mr. DiPremio said it well. You know, this is a landholder authorized board, and we are the landholder, and we ask people to be on the board, and we've asked Mr. Ford and Mr. DiPremio, who are not on our regular board, to come in and be a part of that. And I think it's only appropriate that we make it fair, pay for their expenses. Mr. DiPremio comes all the way in from the NARD. And I think it's fair that, you know, $25 has been that way for the last 30 years. I think moving it to $100 is only fair.
Director Colley.
Just a real quick question for staff. I just want to make sure that there's no financial issue for Devil's Den to be able to pay the stipend, assuming that directors sought to collect it. In other words, I mean, $1,000 a year, we have that in our coffers. Is that correct?
He receives $6,800 a year in property tax, which would be used to pay for the stipends and insurance. So, yes, the answer is yes.
All right. Thank you.
For the record, I, as April mentioned, I am one of the people who did take $25. It was automatically deposited, and so I let it go. And Peter, yeah, I've given things that I think it helps a bit to cover expenses and so on. So
no, I understand completely. Okay. There's nothing against that or anything like that. But I do agree with Director DiPremio and Vice President Cooper that we got to stay, you know, relevant and reasonable. So I do support this motion.
Thank you. And with that, I have a motion and a second. And so, April, if you would like to do a roll call vote, please.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Colley.
Yes.
Director DiPremio.
Yes.
Director Osahofsky.
Yes.
Vice President Cooper.
Yes.
President Ford.
Yes.
This item does pass, and that's ordinance number DDWD-01.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. We have three items on the consent calendar. Any public comments on the consent calendar, April?
We do not.
Thank you. And any discussion from members of the board on the consent calendar?
I move the consent calendar.
We have a motion and a second. No objections. Then with that, April, a roll call vote for the consent calendar, please.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Colley.
Yes.
Director DiPremio.
Yes.
Director Osahofsky.
Yes.
Vice President Cooper.
Yes.
President Ford.
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved.
All right. Item 4, general agenda items. Item 4.1 is to approve receiving and filing of the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority June 30th, 2023 financial statement presented by Ms. Patterson. Does the board want to hear a report on...
Starting from page 1, please. No.
Hearing. Could I short-circuit that and just make the motion, please?
It's been moved and seconded. Any public comments on item 4.1, April?
There is not.
Thank you, April. And then with that, then please do a roll call vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director DiPremio.
Yes.
Director Osahofsky.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
President or Vice President Cooper.
Yes.
President Ford.
Yes.
This item is approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And with that, I believe that we move to item 5, which is adjournment. So thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure.